When completed and ready to accommodate students next year, the Northland Workforce Training Center is expected to take in about 300 people per year and train them in skills for modern manufacturing opportunities. Richard Lipsitz, president of the Western New York Area Labor Federation, AFL-CIO, recalled how the former Seneca High School once offered vocational training in this neighborhood.
What this is going to do is help to replicate that sort of school-to-work, not exactly the same, but a school-to-work, skills development to provide for the jobs that actually are here and are coming online. You can't have an economy that actually works for everyone without that.
The Workforce Training Center is looked upon as the anchor for development in the city's Northland Corridor. The state has committed $44 million to redevelopment. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says it's not just Buffalo's waterfront and Riverbend on Albany's radar.
This is not just a symbol of jobs to come, and it is. It's also a symbol of hope for the people who live here and for too long felt they were abandoned by their government. That era is over. We're going to bring people here starting next summer, next fall, train them in the skills that our employers are begging for.
Of the $14 million in new markets tax credits to be provided, $5 million worth are coming from the National Trust Community Investment Corporation. Manager Michael Phillips spoke of the importance of preserving such credits and noted that historic tax credits took a hit in federal tax reform.
Also, without further congressional action, the new market tax credit will sunset in 2 years. So please continue to help us make future projects like this possible.
The other $9 million in tax credits come through the AFL-CIO Housing Investment Trust. Financial institutions, Citi and KeyBank provided some of the dollars to make this public-private partnership possible. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.